This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where's Dr. Fauci? Dr. Fugazi, Dr. Fraud, Dr. Fake. Where is he? Haven't seen much from him. Haven't heard hide nor hair from Dr. Fauci, the guy who shut down this economy. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Funny how people, they come and they go, they ebb and they flow. They're in our faces and then they're out of our faces. And I told everybody, I said, the president does not like Fauci. He doesn't like his style. Fauci is a fraud. I said this early on. He's a fraud. I could tell the way he looked at Trump. I could tell the way he interrupted him during press conferences, how he would come over the top of messages when the president's trying to assure the country, look, we're going to be okay. We're going to get things back together. I don't know. There could be as many as 2 million deaths from this corona thing, the COVID-19 virus. And the more information he's giving you, the more I'm going, oh, dude, you know you were over at some girl's house and you trying to get your boys to cover for you. Don't try to give me, you give me too much information. I knew he was a fraud. Many of you did too. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. He's a fraud. Where is he? He's the one, he admitted, I recommended that we shut down the economy. Don't ever take his recommendations again. And by the way, have you joined our potential lawsuit? Because we are going to sue to make sure this can never happen again. Churches shut down. Non-essential. But liquor stores were essential. Churches, non-essential. Who made the determination of what was essential and what was non-essential? Did you? Or just some bureaucrat? And let me ask you this. Was the decision of non-essential versus essential based on politics or based on really good things? Because I'm going to tell you something. If you are struggling in your life, which we most of us are, at some point, I mean, your life is a struggle. And what did they take away from you? They took away church. I don't think they would have shut down suicide hotlines, but they shut down churches. People looking for salvation for that, the thing that, the, I mean, the, for leftists, they're like, why are you guys dealing with that stupid stuff? That's just church, man. That's fictitious. They don't believe in that. But they believe that the universe started with the explosion of something the size of a marble. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I don't miss that clown, Fauci. And I bet you don't either. Get this. The CDC reported that half of the time the antibodies, the test that they give for the antibodies for the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus is wrong. Half the time it's wrong. It reminded me of the monkey they had that picked his final four bracket and he beat everybody. Yeah. We'd be better off letting a monkey test for the Chinese Wuhan virus than the CDC. I bet you'd get better results. But here's what I do know. You're not surprised to learn that half of the antibody tests were wrong, because if you were surprised by that, it would mean you're not paying attention in class. I know you're not concerned about it. But here's what's funny about the old infamous CDC. The group that missed the mark on all the issues related to the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus quietly offered its guidance on the reopening of America. They slipped it in. There was no hoopla. You guys probably knew. Did you know this? It covered schools. It covered mass transit. And here's the part that I love the best. It covered non-essential businesses. How do we get the non-essentials back into operation? Because the essentials never stopped. They just made the adjustments. And I'm going to tell you right now. When I go into a store, I make it a point to tell anybody that's willing to listen, I'm not following any of your stinking guidelines. And if your store enforces any policy that goes against my freedom as it relates to the Constitution and as it relates to a free-range Negro, I'm not shopping at your store. And I might institute a lawsuit. Sir, you better put on your mask. I don't have to put on a mask because I have a medical condition that says I don't have to put on a mask. Well, what is your medical condition? Oh, you know what? Now you have a lawsuit because you want to know my medical records. That is against HIPAA law. You're even inquiring about my medical records is against the law. So you'll be hearing from my attorney. I have people filming this stuff. You do realize you don't have to wear that mask. You can say exactly that. I have a medical condition that precludes me from having any obstruction in my face. Well, what is that medical condition, sir? That medical condition, sir, is none of your business. And you can be sued for even asking me that. Oh, yeah, so you got to use the Democrats' laws and stuff against them. Look, I'm all for keeping your stuff private, you know, your medical records private. I'm not blaming that on leftists. But here's what I can tell you. Your medical stuff ain't even private, so don't even worry about it. It's not private. Somebody knows. Whatever you got, whatever it is you got, somebody knows. So, you know, if you got the flu 2 years ago, somebody can tell you. Anyway, these guys missed the mark, and they want to cover all this stuff. And it was a 60-page document that the CDC released. Curiously, the release date only shows May. Doesn't give you a date, no specific date in May, just May. Sometime this month, we release this. Now, some places have been open for a couple of weeks. Why is the CDC making a big, oh, you need to be following our guidelines? I can answer that question for you, because nobody cares. It was posted on their website, get this, no formal announcement. And I found the lack of marketing curious, considering all the press and the hoopla over this dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. And the idea that we were going to reopen the economy, you would think that the leftists would have been, well, we've got to follow the CDC guidelines. And the CDC just issued a report on May, we don't know exactly what day in May. And they just posted it on their website. And I know they didn't make a big deal about it, but it's out there. They didn't want to say a word. Now, many states had already said they were lifting these stay-at-home orders and they started opening the economy, their economies and their, you know, without the CDC, they didn't need them. They said, you know, how good can you be as a subject matter expert? And I don't blame those states for saying, why would we wait on the CDC? We might as well have Bozo the Clown come and tell us when to reopen. Anyway, largely serene on this, the CDC. They haven't held a Chinese Wuhan virus briefing for over 2 months. Maybe they're getting too busy getting the egg off their face. Anyway, I don't know why we fund them at all. Because it's just a bureaucratic joke like the UN and others. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Not enough crime in Michigan, apparently. Big state, battleground state. I believe that all the crimes that are happening all over the rest of America are probably, I'm just guessing here, probably being committed in Michigan. Okay? But the Attorney General of Michigan, she's got a problem with Donald Trump not wearing a mask. Yeah, here's what she said.
If we've learned nothing over the last several years of President Trump in the White House is that he doesn't have the same level of legal accountability as everybody else. But honestly, if he fails to wear a mask, he's going to be asked not to return to any enclosed facilities inside our state. And I know that Ford has asked him to do the same thing. But if we know that he's coming to our state and we know he's not going to follow the law, I think we're going to have to take action against any company or any facility that allows him inside those facilities and puts our workers at risk. We just simply can't afford it here in our state. If President Trump doesn't care about his own health, doesn't care about the health and the safety of people who work in those facilities, at least care about the economic situation of, you know, costing these facilities so much money by having to close down and disinfect the plant after he leaves.
So let me ask you this. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson Show here. Let me ask you this question. What do you think this woman would have said if Barack Obama had not worn his mask? Just curious. Do you think that, I mean, look, I'm just going to go out on a limb and tell you that if the president comes to your state and visits a factory and he's there to do something positive for your state, I see it as a plus. I would say this if it were Barack Obama. If Barack Obama didn't wear a mask in there, or he did, I would be okay with it either way. I wouldn't make an issue. I know they're all photo ops and things like this. It's press, you know, the pressers to get everybody going, oh, the president's on the job. That's part of the game. But I wouldn't criticize it because I would be, hey, man, the president's in my state to do this. This is the attorney general. This is a statewide office holder who has essentially said, President, I don't care what your role is. My role as a lowly attorney general of one state in the 50-state union and all of our protectorates and other entities that the United States has a part in, I'm bigger than you. So if you don't wear your mask, there will be consequences. That's right. And not only will I punish you, Mr. President, I will ban you from my state. Okay. I will also punish the company. I will punish the capitalists if they don't demand that you as president follow the rules. I will punish them too. I will punish the thousands of employees at this Ford plant if necessary to make my point. That's essentially what this AG is saying. Now, I don't know. I used to be in Michigan. But I let a guy host the radio show, and I let a guy host my show, and he cursed on it. He said some crazy stuff on the show. I was I don't remember. No, I wasn't on vacation, but I was on a business trip, and I let one of my producers host the show. And I used to be in Michigan. I was in like four markets in Michigan, but they kicked me out. And I talked to the guy. You know, I was like, hey, man, look, you know I didn't do this.
Yeah, well, Kevin, blah, 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 blah.
And it's sadly, he has the same name as one of my good childhood friends. So when we talked originally, he goes, Kevin, I love the show, blah, 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 blah. Well, I didn't make the mistake. I chose a guy who, by the way, did it. He was joking around, and when he taped the show, and when he uploaded it, he loaded the joke part, which still showed he's a crazy dude. But they kicked me out. So I don't know how many people I'm getting to in Michigan anymore. I know I'm in one market there. But I'm telling you, Michigan, you people are crazy. How do you elect the governor that you currently have and an AG like this? How does this occur with Donald Trump as president of the United States? Look, if there's anything that's good that's come out of this, it's the fact that the leftists are showing their true colors. It is a blessing that the president is in Michigan, or was in Michigan, at that Ford plant. Anyway, President Trump, he fired back, because this is what you and I love about this man. He's on top of even little details, little things that you think are not that big of a deal. But let me tell you, this is a big deal. These seem little. People go, Kevin, he needs to not say things like he says in his tweets. And I go, what are you talking about? That's not even something the president should be involved in. So the president shouldn't respond back to an AG, a statewide office, who's run by a state that's run by a Gestapo government and the top law enforcement officer, and they're threatening to fine him or arrest him or whatever, and to fine the company just because he didn't wear a mask. And the president fired back. He says the wacky do-nothing attorney general of Michigan, Dana Nessel, is viciously threatening Ford Motor Company for the fact that I inspected a ventilator plant without a mask. Not their fault. And I did put on a mask. No wonder many auto companies left Michigan until I came along. So see, all the perfect points are in there. They've lost auto manufacturing, and here's the reason why. Idiots like her. Remember, I saved Carrier. I saved manufacturing. I'm the one who's in charge of the response to the Chinese Wuhan virus and everything else. And these are the wackos that you have that want me out. All that came through in a tweet. And you can go, oh, he called her a wacko. That's what she is. Let me tell you, the person at the guttural level who says that is she's a wacko, they know it. There's no guessing here. There's no, is he being too hard on her? She's a wacko. An attorney general has better things to do. Now, I know, Michigan doesn't have any crime. This is a big deal to them. The president not wearing a mask at a Ford plant. Was he doing proper distancing? Let's hope, social distancing, because God forbid he were within 5 feet of somebody without that mask on. Then we would really have to, lay down the law. Meanwhile, in Michigan, a 78-year-old man is brutalized on film by a big black guy. He's at a health care center, for old folks, whatever you call it, old folks home. 78-year-old or whatever. He's an old dude. And this young black dude is punching this guy as he cowers in his bed. And it is not an exaggeration by me to say that this guy got hit at least 20 times. This big black dude. This dude is, he looks like he's 6'2", 220. Just boom, hitting him with his left. Boom. And the old guy's got his hands over his head. And finally, the guy draws blood. Old man gets knocked out, he rolls out, in fetal position. And the guy picks him up and gently wipes off the blood. Why isn't this AG all over that? That happened in her state. No. You know what she's concerned about? Are you wearing your mask properly, and are you 6 foot away from somebody?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Veteran Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie is testifying before a House Appropriations Subcommittee on his department's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
Today, we are only treating 1,500 veterans for the virus out of the over 9.2 million veterans who are in our system. We are stocked with supplies. On average, VHA has a minimum of 2 weeks supply on hand of each type.
The Justice Department says the federal investigation into the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis is a top priority. One protester said there needs to be justice.
I want to see the police, every police that do this kind of stuff, get charged with this burn.
Riots broke out Wednesday night and several buildings were burned and a recently renovated Target was looted and defaced. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Many folks were disappointed after the SpaceX launch had to be rescheduled for Saturday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Yesterday's scheduled launch of a SpaceX rocket with two U.S. astronauts aboard had to be scrubbed because of bad weather around Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA's Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will get a second chance on Saturday to become the first humans launched into space from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. They're to head to the International Space Station.
President Trump was on hand yesterday and says he'll be in attendance again on Saturday. Two Republican senators are proposing a ban on issuing visas to Chinese graduate students and researchers in science and technology fields. Senator Tom Cotton and Marsha Blackburn are arguing that blocking Chinese students and researchers from receiving visas in STEM fields would protect American ingenuity. The bill does have a few exceptions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Permanent closures in the wake of COVID-19. L Brands, the parent company of Victoria's Secret, they say they plan to close about 250 stores for good in the United States and Canada this year. The company also plans to permanently close 50 Bath and Body Works and stores in the United States. The news comes just days after Pier 1 Imports announced plans to shutter all of its remaining stores.
Victoria's Secret shutting some stores. Where will Joe Biden get his jollies if Victoria's Secret is scuttling stores? Hopefully, there's at least one in Scranton. You know, that's where old Joe hails from, Scranton, PA. He's a scrapper. Hey, let's do some push-ups while we're all talking about Joe Biden. Come on, everybody, let's get down on the ground and do some push-ups. You dog-faced pony soldiers? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Wow. Victoria's Secret. Let me tell you something, folks. Without Victoria's Secret, Joe could catch a case. He could be peeping in women's windows. I'm just saying, Joe, he is not to be trusted. If you see Joe Biden in a raincoat, watch out. Just saying. Hey, look, when sex stores, because that's what Victoria's Secret is. It's a sex store. I mean, I'm not talking about in a negative way. Sex is natural. Sex is natural. Sex is cool. Everybody does it. And everybody, I don't know the words, but I want your sex. George Michael, we miss you, brother. Anyway, there's nothing wrong with sex. It is natural. It is in the animal kingdom. I'm thinking of Adam and Eve. But it is in the animal kingdom. It's in the animal kingdom. It must be okay. Look, it is natural. I'm not criticizing Victoria's Secrets. I love their catalogs, especially when I was younger. You know, before I got involved with a woman. You know, the Victoria's Secret, to look at what a woman could look like was something else. But here's my point. When sex stores close, you know something has gone wrong. And this is not Trump's fault. The economy is booming. Retail is suffering, but what caused it? Okay, Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020 got it all started, right? But retail was teetering. Retail was already having massive problems because of people like Walmart, people like Amazon. That new Amazon model is what most businesses are going to have to go to. Don't be surprised if they break Amazon up sometime in the next 5 to 10 years. Because they really are changing the entire system in which retail works. These highly automated, they call them DCs, distribution centers, highly automated, robots picking and placing. You practically don't need people. They got these cherry pick, not cherry pick, but you know, like big forklifts that go up, grab the item, knead it, bloop, pick it out, put it on the assembly line. They got stores where they don't even need checkers. This is where it's headed. Look, it's not Trump's fault. It's leftist's fault that retail's failing. First, they look for something to blame Trump. You know, oh, this disease, that's what's due. We got to socially distance and separate. We can't be going out to eat. We can't be going into no Victoria's Secret. Girl, what you talking about? But it's worse than just all of that. Look, fat shaming, ugly shaming. You can't say to a girl, look, you can't go to no Victoria's Secret and buy that. You're too big. You got to go to the big girl shop. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, what? It got to the point where, oh, you got people like Amy Schumer. I'm okay with my fatness. Look, I don't care what you look like. I don't. But here's what I will tell you. For the women who want to aspire for that level of beauty, congratulations. It is a badge of honor to go to, if you're a dude and you get to go to Victoria's Secret to shop for your girl, congratulations, my brother. Fist pump, poop. Oh, don't touch. Chinese Wuhan, don't touch, but we'll fist bump, okay? We'll get to where we almost bump. Yeah, it's a badge of honor. Now, I'm not saying that you boys out there who got chunky girls, there's nothing wrong with that. Brothers like chunky girls. Lots of dudes like chunky girls. But they may not be able to shop in Victoria's Secret, I'm sure. There's a store. What is it? Frederick's? Now, Frederick's is just more of the sleazy girl, right? But here's my point. There's somebody that's willing to make negligees for chunky girls. And that's okay. Social justice engineering, folks, is killing American businesses. And you're lucky right now that you got a guy like Trump who can make it all work. I know. Oh, Kevin, there's some polls out there that show that Joe Biden is more, people are more willing to rely on Joe Biden to bring the economy back. Why? Because of his great track record in doing so? Come on, yeah. You are trying to fool me? Boy, I didn't grow up. I cannot say I grew up in the hood, but I grew up close enough to it to smell the stench of BS. I can tell you that. I grew up on a farm. I know what cow manure and horse manure smells like, and bull crap. You get what I'm saying? Nobody believes that that's the case. Anyway, the Democrats got some bad news. I hate delivering bad news, but I have to. It's my job. It's my job. Here's a Politico report. In early April, Jason Furman, a top economist in the Obama administration, now a professor at Harvard, was speaking via Zoom to a large bipartisan group of officials from both parties. The economy had just been shut down. Unemployment was spiking. And some policymakers were predicting an era worse than the Great Depression. The economic carnage seemed likely to doom President Trump's chances at re-election. I'm going to stop there because I like to chuckle it from time to time when I read some of this stuff. But that is exactly what the Democrats hoped. And see, you got Pier 1 shutting down, Victoria's Secret. Pier 1 is a nice store. You ever been in there? Nice store. You got shopped at Pier 1? Kind of expensive, but a nice store. Get some decent items there. And they scuttled it. They got to shut it down. Anyway, Furman, they said, tapped to give the opening presentation, looked into his screen of poorly lit boxes of frightened wonks, and made a startling claim. We are about to see the best economic data we've seen in the history of this country, he said. Yep. I want you to just stop. I'm stopping for just a second because I've already I've mansplained this to you. I've mansplained this. That so that the women folk could understand it. Okay? The leftist women. I know conservative women get it. Y'all are brilliant and beautiful. Anyway, I've mansplained this. And I said, you can artificially torch the economy. Don't misunderstand me. People have lost jobs. They're going to continue to lose jobs. Blah, blah, blah. We were at massive there's still lots of jobs out there that can't be filled. That's number one. Now that the economy's coming back, and oh, by the way, you aren't going to let this happen again. I'm going to tell you right now, you will not let this happen again. The next time they come up with some, oh, it's a doom and gloom thing, you're going to say no. And that's partly it's dangerous, because when a real pandemic hits, we're all going to be going, uh-uh, not up in here, baby. No way. But anyway, here's my point. So you've got everybody predicting doom and gloom. Everything had to open again. It's opening, and you are doing exactly what would be predicted. You're out in droves. I don't know if you've been watching these videos. People are not practicing social distancing. I was looking at a video of Wisconsin. People were right up on each other. I mean, the cameraman was filming it, and they were sunglasses, sun out. I don't care. And even though the Democrats are still hoping without hope, that COVID will come along and kill a million people, is not going to happen. COVID hasn't killed 20,000 people. The Chinese Wuhan virus has not killed, I'm going to repeat this, has not killed 20,000 people in America. It's all lies. They want your money. For those of you who are wondering what else we're going to talk about, I'm going to talk about this economy because this is important. But we got a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of stuff. I'll get to it. I just don't want you to think that we're one-trick ponies, because we're not here at the Kevin Jackson Show. So Donald Trump knows how to build an economy. He's already assured us that no matter what, he will build an even stronger economy. I have total faith in him. I bet most of you do, too. You're seeing the revitalization. But here's what this guy's saying. He's saying that the Democrats pushed it too far. He's not telling me anything I don't know. If you've been listening to this program, I said this. 33 million people now unemployed again. Worse economic. Worse than the Great Depression. But it isn't the Great Depression. We aren't on soup lines. So what's going to happen is 27 million of those people are going to come off the numbers, the dole. And those numbers are going to look spectacular. And that's where the Democrats are going to have their problem, because those won't be the only spectacular numbers. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Artificial economic triage is what we're going through right now, folks. All faked. Data faked. Don't misunderstand me. People have lost jobs, no doubt about it. I love how the Democrats, in the time of when the great Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020, we're reporting 7 million people out of work, 15 million, 35 million people out of work. They were happy the number was going up. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. But as my grandmother says, the same thing that'll make you laugh will make you cry. And that's exactly what the problem is. The Democrats are laughing. Oh, look at all these trends. Look at what's going on. And this guy writes an article that says, economic data predicts a doomsday for the Democrats. I already know. Before I even read the article, I knew exactly what he was going to say. He's going to say, the fall, when you get those numbers up artificially high, you scuttle the restaurants, you scuttle the businesses, 33 million people out of work, and then suddenly, in a week, boom, it all hits. But it doesn't just hit that they all go back to work. You know what else hits? All that data, all that pent-up energy. I want to go buy something. I want to go back into the mainstream and start shopping again and getting my hair done and my nails done. I got to get my car looked into. I got to plan that next trip. Everything goes, whew, and not incrementally. It races back. And that's what this guy's talking about. Jason Furman, top economist from the Obama administration. Folks, a professor at Harvard. This is not a right-wing radical. He says we're about to see the best economic data in the history of this country. I don't know how leftists are going to deal with this, but that ain't good news for them because they were relying on this to crush President El Trumpe. Not going to happen. Here's what it goes on to say. The former cabinet secretaries and Federal Reserve chairs in the Zoom boxes were confused. Though some of the Republicans may have been newly relieved and some of the Democrats suddenly concerned. Furman said in an interview, everyone looked puzzled and thought I had misspoken. Instead of forecasting a prolonged depression-level economic catastrophe, Furman laid out a detailed case for why the months preceding the November election could offer Trump the chance to brag truthfully about the most explosive monthly employment numbers and gross domestic product growth ever. See, let me put it another way, folks. You can slow an economy down to a crawl, and you can have some bad numbers, and you can create bad numbers. But when you spin up the type of economy that Donald Trump built, and you spin that engine up as fast as they're going, it's what's going to happen between now and November, boom, you get a nuclear explosion, okay? And this is why, pay attention, no sleeping in class. I know you're not sleeping. I know you're just playing. Anyway, pay attention. The reason why the Democrats have been saying it could be another outbreak of the Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020 version 2 is because that's what they need. They need that. Oh my gosh, you can't reopen the economy right now. Don't you dare. It could be worse than before. It could be doomsday. How many times have they predicted doomsday? The minute Donald Trump was close to winning. And they told us the stock market was going to crash, that the economy was going to tank. And none of it happened. So they gotta fake you out. They gotta make you so scared, you go, oh my goodness, I don't know. And they pitted the masked people against the non-masked. Did you see the thing where a lady in New York, she went into a store without a mask, and there was practically a riot? Get out of here, you freaking this, you freaking that. I mean, they were cursing this woman. And she was like, what are you talking about? All of the masked people were against the one unmasked. She walked out. I'm sorry that she did. I wish I'd been with her. I would have said, no, we're going to walk through this store. Sneezing and coughing and whatever else. And you will deal with it. Because the one of you that think you're brave enough to come do something to this woman, boy, it's going to be on like a chicken bone. Another lady said somebody yelled at her, get your mask on. And she confronted two guys. She said, no. That's all she said. She yelled back, no. And she says, the chicken butt leftist left her alone. See, I'm telling you, mask versus no mask. The left want mandated businesses to do these masks. They want everybody to capitulate. And what they really want, though, they want some people to get sick. Don't be surprised if you get elevator videos of leftists licking their fingers with Chinese Wuhan and putting it on stuff because they want people to get sick. They need people to get sick. Not to go all a few good men on you, but they do. Furman went on, he says, he's been making a case to anyone who will listen, especially the close-knit network of Democratic wonks, who have traversed the Clinton and Obama administrations together, including top members of the Biden campaign. This is his counterintuitive pitch. I love that. Counterintuitive. Only for brain-dead morons is it counterintuitive. He says, especially Obama alumni around Washington is causing them to panic. Says one former Obama White House official who's still close to the former president. This is my big worry. Ask about the level of concern among top party officials. He says it's high, 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 high. In other words, these are people that want the economy to remain in what they call a depression or at least a recession through November because they want to win, man. They got to win. He says, and top policy officials on Biden's campaign are preparing for a fall economic debate that might look very different than the one predicted at the start of the pandemic in March. They are very much aware of this, said an informal advisor. And here's what he says. The premise of the 2020 pandemic triggered economic collapse is categorically different than the Great Depression or the Great Recession, which both had slow, grinding recoveries. Instead, he believes, the way to think about the current economic drop-off, at least in the first two phases, is more like what happens to a thriving economy during and after a natural disaster. A quick and steep decline in economic activity followed by a quick and steep rebound. I think I just said that. That is exactly the problem. They don't get it. You can artificially jack with this economy. If it was Ebola's economy, it would be doomed. Because he had nothing belying it. There was no bedrock under it. It was nothing but sand. Smoke and mirrors, to be honest. It wasn't even sand. It was smoke and mirrors. Donald Trump has built a thriving economy. And worse than that for the Democrats, he made people realize you can't rely on China for manufacturing. We're bringing all that critical stuff back, and we're going to put that infrastructure in. Then I've been preaching this to you. This is what he's been saying. I've been preaching this to you. You cannot rely on China. They are unreliable. That's the problem. Anyway, he says, consumption and hiring started to tick up in gross terms, not in net terms. Furman said, describing the phenomenon as a partial rebound. The bounce back can be very, very fast because people go back to their original job. They get called back from furlough. You put the lights back on in your business. Given how many people were furloughed and how many businesses were closed, you can get a big jump out of it. It will look like a V. His argument is not that different from the ones made by the White House economic advisors and Trump, who predicted an explosive third quarter. Senior advisor Jared Kushner, who said in late April, the hope is that by July, the country's really rocking again. Not for Democrats. They don't want that. I totally agree, said Larry Kudlow, head of the White House National Economic Council. He replied in a text. He says, Q3 may be the single biggest GDP quarter since regular data. Second half, super big growth, transitioning to 4% or more in 2021. Donald Trump is going to ride a tsunami on top of a tidal wave into the 2020 election. He is going to, I'm just telling you right now, the stock market went up 500-600 points. It crested 25,000. It is over halfway back, over from its dip from March 16th. March 16th is when the stock market started really tanking. That was when it hit its lowest point. I want you to understand, folks, March 16th, April 16th, May 16th. You're not even 3 months from March to April and April to May. You are only 2 months into a cycle that's already starting to recover. Bad news for Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.